Thank you.
Oh, are we doing an? Are we doing the hangout?
Stop it.
It's been a while.
Okay. All right. Let me get my. I got some more shit to get together. Then I think I got to scoot closer to the TV.
Well, you still got to go tuck whatever face's name is in and away.
I'm gonna tell you said that.
Don't do it, Ryan. Please. Tell Sarah I love her and I hope she sleeps well.
Okay, I will. I'll be right back.
Guys, and welcome back to the Team Agus podcast, episode 113. Ryan, that is not a number that's associated with you at all, unlike last week's podcast.
Yes, that is true.
I just want to point that out for posterity's sake.
I don't think anybody's 113.
No. It was 117, yeah?
Who?
Spartan?
Oh, yeah, 117, yeah, of course.
Yeah. What are we going to do for that podcast, Ryan?
I think we should play Halo.
Ooh. What if I just have an Xbox?
You don't have an Xbox. I own Halo once that comes around.
Yeah, it's four weeks away.
What if we all just get rid of it?
Bro. It's a month away.
There's this thing going on at GameStop right now.
It'll last until September.
It's only until the 28th.
I'm planning on getting rid of it by the end of the week.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, if you guys want to send me some games that you're like cool with just parting with, I'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
That's an option.
I got it.
All right.
Okay, he's gone. Finally, oh my god.
He still has his headphones on, idiot. Yeah, they're wireless.
I can hear you. Hey, what about this one, huh? You want that one?
Hell yeah! Do you have the second one still?
No, you never gave me the second one.
Oh, no, I had the second one.
Yeah.
It sucked, I forgot. I like the first one.
For those that aren't here, which is every one of you, I held up Ryan's Crackdown that he lent to me a long time ago, and he's just been just hold on to it.
I only bought it so I could play the
literally Halo, everybody did the exact
Halo
same
3
thing.
Beta. Yeah. And I enjoyed it. I love those games, and I'm glad I gave Assassin's Creed another try when we're talking about those kind of games. I really love Assassin's Creed 2.
Mm. 2 is one of the best ones.
Yeah. I'm having a real ball. I hear 3 is amazing. My brother and Tyler both have lots of good things to say about 3. I did not like Brotherhood.
Really?
I liked Brotherhood.
Is my favorite one.
Wait, are we talking about Assassin's Creed?
Yes.
Yeah, I liked Brotherhood.
Right?
I was bored. I was so bored.
Oh, Ryan. I liked Revelations, too.
I did not like
care
it.
Much for Revelations.
I didn't like it as much. I'm just saying I liked
but
it.
But I'm excited to try 3. I'm excited to try 3.
I can't even... How much do I even have in 3?
It makes me want to play Prototype, too, though. Because I love those kind of games where you can just...
Yeah, Prototype's fun.
They don't shit how many fuck shit
I Oh, my God. I'm 9 hours into 3, or I have 9 hours into 3, and it's still not really holding on to me yet. I've had it uninstalled for ages now, mainly because it's like 18 gigs, and I just can't afford that space.
I love the Revolutionary War, though, so...
Yeah,
I've always liked that kind of shit, but it's like, is it bad or something if it's not grabbing you?
Well, the way it starts is it's really slow. Like, you start off as one dude... who's like a pilgrim or something.
Not a pilgrim.
Yeah, I think he came over with Columbus.
No.
On the Nina.
No.
And they're creating America right now.
All
right,
hold on. Stop.
So, wait,
like,
no.
Terry.
Stop. No.
Terry, wait. So, do you have it for Xbox? Terry, do you have it for Xbox?
Yes.
Can I have it?
No.
I'm a little insulted you guys didn't let me continue.
Can I buy it off you for a discounted price because we're friends?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about it after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be like one of the only things that sells well. I don't expect to make a lot off this deal.
Borderlands 2 will. Like 12 bucks, I think.
Battlefield 3 will.
No.
Yeah. You can put it towards 4, don't you get a special rate?
What?
If you put Battlefield 3 towards 4, don't you get like more money?
That's usually with consoles, not so much games, right?
I thought it was with 3 for some reason.
Well, that's like when you reserve stuff anyway. When you reserve new stuff, if you put your trades toward it, you get more.
Oh, is that just in general?
Yeah, for most new games, the popular new games anyway.
Right.
I really want to wait for the one until Halo 5 or Halo whatever comes out, but I don't know if I can.
Honestly, I think I'm going to trade in my stuff and then get a 3DS.
Really?
Ooh, what are you going to get for the 3DS?
Smash Brother.
Oh, yeah. Zelda. That all comes later. All the stuff I really, really want comes later. But
what do you want immediately?
I want that Shin Megami game, and I want Animal Crossing.
I knew you would say Animal Crossing.
That's the shit right now. It's New Leaf.
It's like I gotta get on it now before
damn
everybody
it, Terry.
Leaves.
God damn it, Terry. If you get it, then I have to get it. I'm gonna put my 360 towards getting a fucking XL. I've never done that, and it just feels weird to put a console towards a handheld thing, you know?
You might want to reconsider, because you did that for the DSi.
I didn't trade in a console for the DSi.
Well, you got a DSi.
I bought a DSi. But the thing is, I didn't do the smart thing that you did and get an R4 or the Ace thing or whatever. And that really is what threw me off, because all I had was Pokemon at the time. It was Pokemon...
Brown.
Pokemon.
That sounds so boring. Pokemon Beige.
So I was playing Pokemon Beige, and it was just not grabbing a hold of me.
Pokemon Off-White.
It was the only thing that I could do when picking it up. So like, every time I picked it up, I was either playing that or I just turned it off. You know, so I didn't have any other outlets. So I got really bored with it. That it was small.
Yeah. Like, I gotta get an XL.
Like, handhelds made so much sense as a kid. That Penelope. Having a Game Boy, oh, that made so much sense. Your hands are tiny, and you fucking, your face is tiny, and you're just
like, yeah.
You know, farting all over the place wherever you walk.
Did that now.
You could fart, and then you could move to the other side of the room and still be playing your game.
I wish I could have done that.
It's gross over there.
That's what I'm saying. You're mobile like, when you're a kid. And it just didn't make any sense. But, man, seeing the XL and, like, literally the size difference of it, it's just like,
well, this obviously is... you didn't have a Game Gear as a kid.
I did not.
The buttons were too far apart, and it was so heavy that it was a fucking workout.
Yeah. So, the XL... I feel is like it was made for adults. It's like, hey, you people that have played these earlier in your lives, here's a grown up version, and now you can play all these games with little kids. So, I don't know. That one deal, the 50% extra, doesn't that end on the 28th? That's what Jose was telling me.
Probably.
Ooh.
Terry doesn't know. He doesn't work there.
The thing with Animal Crossing is I don't know why it's so popular. Like, if it's anything like the other ones.
Well, have you watched anything on it or, like, done any research other than just a few little things that come up?
Not really, but I do have... Hold on. I have the first one, the GameCube one, the DS one, and now I have the Wii one. And they're all basically the same exact thing. If this is any of the same, then I don't know. I don't know. I feel like this game is geared towards people with, like, ADD.
But that's the thing, though. The thing, though, is that I'm hearing rave reviews about this game from people that I wouldn't ever.
Everybody's playing.
Put it in like the same group as like the people that play with DS and or like handhelds at all. The biggest one being that it's probably not going to mean a whole lot to you, Alex. Maybe you've been watching them a little bit more. Gus from Rooster Teeth. He is a cynical ass about everything. He's just not a happy person about when it comes to really anything. He loves New Leaf. You know, he bought him and his wife new DSs, new 3DSs to play New Leaf, and they play New Leaf all together.
Shit,
together.
Can I be his wife too?
I don't know.
We'll make a beautiful bride.
Are you Korean?
I could be.
I could be. Whatever he wants.
3DS?
Yeah, I think they even got the Animal Crossing limited edition ones too.
He's Cuban, man. He's whatever you want him to be.
Yeah, no, I follow a lot of people that do art and stuff, and all of them are playing, and none of them will shut up about it, and I have to play.
Art, huh? What's mm-hmm. the relation? Is there any?
No, just creative people playing creative games.
I know that you can like upload like pictures and stuff and like put them as paintings on your walls and crap.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Ryan O'Neill had a picture of the team.
These aren't real people.
What?
Huh? Just naming off random people with random ass names.
No. I think it was him mainly because he's usually the one that puts our Team Mongoose stuff into video games. Like he did stuff in Sims 3 and.
Yeah, he's the one that did it.
It was him.
He did little portraits and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to have like a basement full of like pictures of people.
Pictures of people you want to kill.
It could be a list, Terry. I'm not gonna go into what list.
God, you're not that far. None of you have gotten that far in Assassin's Creed 3 to make this joke that would make perfect sense.
I believe I'm the furthest one out of all of these guys.
You are not there yet.
I've never played it.
All I know is about the pilgrim and.
So
the
you're absolutely right, Terry.
I can't even make jokes around you people.
Yeah, because I'm actually gonna play it now.
No, but that's like exactly how it is in Assassin's Creed. At your base, you have portraits of all the major targets you need to kill. And when you kill them, you put a little cross through their face.
That's a little gruesome.
I know it.
Shut up, baby. I know it.
I don't make the rules, Ryan.
Get okay with it.
Follow them.
Dude, I attack guards for no reason whatsoever. I throw if they don't fall off
guards
the building.
Dicks.
Yeah, if they don't fall off the building when I kill them on the roof, I will pick them up and throw them into the nearest largest crowd. Especially if it's a crowd of other officers.
Yeah.
And then I'll bump into them so they'll get mad at me, and then I'll be like, "Excuse me? What the fuck did you just say to me, boy?"
Why are you starting shit? Start stabbing them.
I love that.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm actually really enjoying this game.
I always kill the guards on the rooftops and then pick up their bodies and chuck them off.
I like to like beat the shit out of them and punch them off the side.
I always like the little knives that you would throw because they were just so quick and like almost silent. So it's just like and they fall.
Oh yeah, the archers.
Yeah.
I love drawing people in, like getting as many people as close as possible and dropping a smoke bomb. And then just assassinating as many fucking people as I can. As quick as possible. They're just like, oh, God! No!
Why are you doing this?
I went to the, in Venice, you know, in Assassin's Creed 2.
Mm-hmm.
That place that's like heavily guarded and you can't get in until you actually do the story mission.
Yeah.
I was trying to get in there. And I got up to this rooftop, and it wouldn't let me in. And I got really angry, so I killed every single guard around that place. And there's a lot of guards around that place.
Did you just recently play through Assassin's Creed 2?
I'm not even done.
Oh,
because it's free alive.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
So I was like, all right, fine. I'll give Assassin's Creed a try because I didn't enjoy it.
You only played the first one, huh?
No, I only played Brotherhood, and I did not have a good time. That's what I'm saying. But I'm really
enjoying. What did you like about Brotherhood?
Yeah, it's like I was the same bored. Game, except...
I felt like I was the actual kid too much. I don't like being him. He's clunky.
The actual kid?
Like Desmond. The kid you...
Desmond?
Yeah, Desmond, not a... Ezio.
He's not a kid, but yeah.
Not
he's a...
Like, ever.
You're climbing around, you're seeing, like, ghosts and shit. Like, the fragments of space of the people.
Oh, yeah, you don't even have to do that.
Yeah, you don't.
What do you mean?
I think I skipped all of that, Terry. Yeah, like, you should have done that.
Like an Animus if you don't want to be.
I was climbing through the tunnels to get to the Animus.
Mm-mm. And then you get in the game, and then you never have to do it again.
Yeah, that's like right in the beginning, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I got a little bit further in. I just wasn't having a good time.
Oh, when you're running around the fucking mansion whatever?
He's talking about the spirit hub, like, world or whatever, where, like, between missions or whatever, you can go and visit other memories or whatever, right?
That's Revelations.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about...
In Brotherhood, you can run around, like, the fucking mansion or whatever.
Oh, yeah. 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 It started with an M, yeah?
Monteregioni.
Yeah, Montgomery.
Yes. I don't know. I'm gonna give 3 a try. I'm not going back to Brotherhood because I didn't enjoy it. I gave the series another chance, which is saying a lot.
I don't know. I want to try 3 just because I've always liked American history.
Me too.
Merc.
Yes. Not me, but you know, I wanted to play it because it was.
I like stabbing people.
I too enjoy
Skip. Actually, there was one mechanic that really drew me in.
Historically.
Right off you get the boat, you could pet animals. Mind blown, dude. I was petting pigs, I was petting dogs, I was chasing down kids, I was tackling them. Mind blown. And then that all stops. And I don't know. It's kind of hard. I'll get back to it. I'll finish it. One of these days. I think it's actually on my list to stream and beat. So that'll be a good, I don't know, 15, 20 hour game or whatever to stream and beat.
You gonna start over?
Yeah. So.
I'll start over.
Huh?
That's gonna kill you.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be bored. You'll know exactly what to do. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I the only reason I would start over is really just for the viewers. You know,
why don't you let me play the beginning until you get to where you are and you can take over?
I don't. How are they going to see that?
I don't know. I'll come over.
Yeah, is this like way in the future?
Maybe a month.
Maybe a month. I can wait a month.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but hopefully.
Maybe.
Wait, I changed my mind.
No, I'm serious.
If you wait a month, well, I mean, I guess you'd probably want to play the back half anyways.
Yeah, I would just leave and go play the back half on my own.
Well, you'd have to replay, though.
No, I would play on my account until we got to where you were.
I have it on PC.
Yeah, and then you'd switch to PC.
Oh, okay, so you just come over and you... Okay, I get what you're saying. We stream it off the console, and then I switch it over to PC.
Yeah.
And continue, okay. I thought you were saying to play on one thing.
No.
I get you.
Do you? Because you're getting a little slow on me, buddy.
Well, you know, it's that time of the night.
Start you know him. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
It's true.
It's all this American history that you guys are throwing at me. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's all the George Washington.
I don't believe that it's happened. I just think if someone wrote it in a book and everybody just sort of like, yeah, that's what happened. I don't believe it. I'm a skeptic.
It's pretty outrageous.
I'm a historical skeptic.
I am suspicious of all things historical.
Can I please be a historic skeptic? How do I become that? Because I will deny everything.
Just now, my friend.
No, I want it to be my job. I want to go places and just...
You
want to
be like on History Channel talking about this may not have actually happened.
History. And I'm Listen. Not talking about American history, European history, world history altogether.
It's a common... belief that George Washington didn't actually exist.
And he was just a group of men together writing a story.
It was actually two dudes, and his name was Tim and Tim Allen.
Tim and Tim, huh? Wasn't that a show once?
And then he didn't chop down the cherry tree. They chopped down hundreds of cherry trees to build a house. That was the story, and
for war, but only
war on poverty.
Oh, so they were good guys anyway.
War on poverty.
No, they were trying to eradicate the poor people.
They're trying to eradicate. Oh, I got it. All right. Finally, yeah. Something makes sense. Like when people say, "Oh, it's a walk for cancer," I'm like, "Oh, go cancer."
that's what I'm saying. So Tim and Tim Allen, those guys, that George Washington.
Hmm? I see. It makes perfect sense.
You're gonna be like that guy, the aliens guy. You just got it all figured out.
George Washington.
Never existed.
Never existed.
And it'll just play some like boo-goo music.
Cherry tree.
What's that one show? Is it Law and Order? It goes... Dun, 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 dun.
It's well known fact that cherry trees never grew in America until
cherry trees never happened
until 1952 when they were brought over here from Cherryland. You don't believe in Cherryland? Well, that's because it's history, and history's not true.
That's because you're dumb,
and I'm smart.
Which one of us has a PhD?
In what?
In
history.
You get.
And skeptical I'm history.
Uneducated idiot.
Hey, you know Abraham Lincoln?
PhD.
Abraham Lincoln didn't exist.
Never happened.
Never happened.
Teeth, more like a wooden robot.
When people come up to me and be like, "Hey, do you know what who's Abraham Lincoln?" I'm like, "Abe who?
You mean the guy with a $5 bill? Well, let me tell you, he was nobody."
That's actually my uncle. Who worked for the printing presses, and he goes, hey, Dwight, look what I'm about to do. I'm putting my face on this.
Why do you know this? Oh, it's you, Dwight. Never
it's
mind.
It's my uncle.
Why would he say it to you?
Because he's my uncle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you. Never mind. All right, go ahead.
Nah, he was my uncle.
Big pardon.
He's still my uncle. He's dead, but he was. He used to be.
How old is your uncle?
Yeah, like your great.
Goddamn.
Like, what are we talking
about? He's old. He's dead.
Well, that doesn't make him necessarily old, just dead.
All dead people are old.
Well, not...
No, not necessarily.
That's the truth, actually. All old people will die, but not all...
I would like to see your proof on that.
Well, I know many young people...
I'm going to need to see some numbers, and I don't have time for this.
I have many a numbers. Songs about how the good die young, as a matter of fact.
I didn't ask for songs. Or literature.
Or proof.
Or proof. I asked for none of those things.
Glad you got your PhD.
Your proof is about as real as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Your uncle.
No, my uncle wasn't Abraham Lincoln.
Idiot.
That's just his face.
You even listening right now?
So confused.
Ryan, if you don't start listening, you're going to fail this class.
Just let him talk for so long. About so
no one's stopping me. This is
your fault of all of us, especially Alex.
I stopped listening like 5 minutes ago.
See, he's an enabler. He's not stopping me.
I
he's
just tuned it out.
He's just like, all right, if he wants to do a bunch of drugs, it's cool. I'm gonna be over here. You're an enabler.
Oh man, we're all nuts.
I think we're me. Past world. Nuts.
Is that Shut slang for something? Past nuts?
Yes.
But at least we're not Dwight, guys.
Can we be a bunch of nuts?
We might be bad, but we're not Dwight bad.
Damn.
Listen, damn. Which one of us has the PhD here, all right?
Not you.
I beg to differ. I don't know. I'm getting my papers right now.
I'd like to see these papers, Dwight.
They're in filing cabinet. I'm not going to get them. They're in the filing cabinet. I'm not going to get them.
Okay.
They're in the filing cabinet? Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, you're at home. You're where you've always lived.
No.
No.
No, I don't.
I'd like to see you prove that.
I thought we didn't need proof of things.
No. I don't need proof.
You do, though.
You do. I have a PhD. That's all the proof I need.
I hate you so much.
It's like the paper the doctor has.
I'm sorry. Go on. You're going to have to explain yourself a little better.
Oh, my God. You guys watch Doctor Who.
Oh, the psychic? I should have known you were talking about that doctor. Not all doctors in general. That's my fault.
I guess we were on the lines of PhDs, so...
Yeah, my bad.
This is another great situation that proves that you do not have a PhD.
I never said I did. I don't tell lies.
You don't have to, Ryan. It's so obvious.
All over your face.
It's all over your face, Ryan.
No, I'm not letting Dwight talk anymore. I can't do it.
So there's news on the Xbox One front.
What's that?
The day one editions are going to be $500, as we all know. They're going to be release a second edition later in 2014 that does not come with a Kinect for $400.
That's
on top of that.
Chaps my ass a little bit.
Also, word on another version of the Xbox One that will be coming out that has a smaller hard drive and no Kinect, and rumored to be about $350.
What are you doing, Microsoft?
What are you doing? Okay, that it doesn't stop there. Okay, on top of all of those things, and you know the. We have already talked about the fact that they've removed DRM as well. Xbox also has opened the gates to indie developers, and now you can self-publish games on Xbox One.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's other stuff, not so much.
A bigger thing on top of that as well is
oh my
that,
God, shut up!
The price difference between... a dev kit of the PS4, which is, I think, $2,500 for a dev kit for the PS4. The Xbox One's dev kit is, I think it was only like $100 or like a couple of hundred.
What?
But you have to pay a fee for Microsoft.
And that's how much?
They didn't want to say.
But, I mean, if you can pay a fee over time rather than a $2,500 in one shot...
Yeah, but the thing is, too, for the PlayStation or Sony just in general, they've always given out dev kits. And that's still true right now. It's weird to say, you know, like upper indie developers, well-known ones, they've already gotten free dev kits. Everybody, they're just giving them out, you know, to everybody apparently right now.
Right.
Dev kits to everybody. So
you get a dev kit, and you get a dev kit.
So yeah, whole lot of news on both of those things.
Whole lot of flip flopping.
Whole lot of indie. Yeah, Microsoft is definitely doing a lot of backpedaling.
Well, they got a new guy in charge of the One
what's
now his, too.
Yeah,
what's so he could be left? He could really be taking it in his own direction. So
that dude left to go to Zynga.
Yeah, see, but he became the CEO, so that's pretty cool.
A CEO of a failing company.
Not necessarily a
failing
company.
Wait, who left? What?
He's going to turn it around.
What was his name?
He's going to turn it around.
Yeah, Matrick, that guy.
He left?
He left Xbox, and now he's the CEO of Zynga. But Zynga has been going down steadily for a long time. And even in this last quarter, apparently they've lost half of all of their user base and lost like $18.4 million or something like that.
So the guy who unveiled the Xbox One at E3.
Yeah. Don Matrick, I think, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he left Xbox, yeah. Well, wow. The thing is, too, some other guy left, too. Back in the early days of Microsoft. I think it was for the Xbox
Bill
One.
Bill Gates?
No, some other guy that was in charge of their Xbox.
He'd rather
division.
Die.
I don't know. I forget who.
Oh, hey, well, speaking of Microsoft, randomly.
Okay.
I switched to Bing.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I think you said that last week.
I said I was on the way.
Oh, okay.
It's done. I even did it on my work computer.
Why?
A lot of reasons. It's more convenient because it's on my phone already and I've learned how to use it. And I use Google News, and I am just so tired of Google News. They'll publish anything, no matter how stupid it is, how opinionated it is, and it's just
anybody that uses Google News though as a news app.
So frustrating. Well, it's just on my computer.
Uses Yahoo.
Yahoo's stupid too.
I hear their news is actually really good though. Like their news department.
Talk about going to a failing company.
Well,
right.
I don't think that Yahoo's actually failing. I think they've just been plateaued. They've been plateaued for a long time.
And then they've just lost money and cut a bunch of divisions of their company.
Are you going to go back to Internet Explorer 2?
Well, yeah, when I click on Bing, it automatically takes me to Internet Explorer. Not on my home computer. That's still going to be Chrome.
This man. Ryan's falling to pieces in front of our eyes, and we're letting it happen.
I love it, guys. I love my Windows phone. You don't even know. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, good for you, Ryan. Good for you to love things. Getting off of that front, Google has released a little dongle called Chromecast, which is a pretty interesting device. It's about 3 inches. Yeah, what is that?
Someone's dying outside. They're killing Penelope, whales out there.
Penelope hears it. She's going to investigate.
Was that here?
Apparently so. No. Your dog's freaking out. No, it wasn't? Well,
no, I hear it outside.
Oh, that's what that was. Yeah, my brother Sergio got Chromecast.
Yeah, so...
you say your brother's hair gel?
My buddy Sergio.
Oh! I heard my brother's hair gel got Chromecast. I'm like, what the fuck does this mean?
Okay, so Chromecast is about a 3-inch dongle. It has an HDMI port on it. It basically wirelessly syncs with your Chrome. So you can take your Chrome apps and stuff like that, or just Chrome in general from either your laptop, your tablet or phone or whatever, and you can throw it up onto your TV.
And you could just throw it up.
You could throw it up all over the place and throw up on your TV and bam, whatever you were looking at on Chrome, whether it be videos or whatever, right up on your TV. But the thing is, it's only $35.
It's pretty cool.
It's $35 for a little dongle for in situations, Ryan, where it's inconvenient to have a computer next to your TV or something like that, and you still want to be able to watch either like Netflix from like your laptop or something and throw it up on there or whatever, you could do it. A better example is Hulu. Hulu doesn't have everything available for mobile devices or consoles and stuff like that, so it's better to use it on a PC. But if you don't have a PC near your computer and you just have this 3-inch little dongle, just, you know, shove that sucker right in. Or if you're going someplace to a person's, like, say you're going to your parents' house or something, you can throw it in there and you guys can watch stuff that way.
My mom has her Surface. I can share it on the SkyDrive.
You could do it that way, too. she's already hooked up. She got a nice little tablet and everything, so.
My dad's going to get a Windows phone, too. I'm going to convert everybody.
Not us.
It's fine. You guys stick with your
brain. We have brains, Ryan.
I don't think so.
Yeah, go tell that to George Washington.
George Washington.
George Washington's going to kick your ass one day.
George Washington.
I can't wait to see it when we're all dead. He's going to be like, excuse me, son.
He ain't going to call me son.
He's going to chop you down like a cherry.
He ain't
going to
call me anything. He didn't exist.
And then Abraham Lincoln's going to be like, I can't tell a lie. You're about to die.
I'm on Polygon right now, and I see an article here. I don't even care to read it, but the title is funny. It says, Ouya says 73% of its owners have yet to buy a game.
Wow.
Because
they're just getting emulators, and that's it.
Well, it's either that or they're just they've been disappointed with the machine. You know,
I don't think Tyler's even opened his. I think he's just sitting next to his TV.
He has an Ouya?
Yeah, dude.
Huh? Did he kickstart it or?
I think so.
Oh.
Maybe he bought it. I don't know. He has one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just people.
I think he's making a game or something.
Oh, is he?
I think so. He hasn't opened it yet.
Let's have a fun Mormon time.
Fun Mormon time!
It's about clowns and being at the fair.
And Mormons!
And Mormons!
Is anybody there?
No. Only Mormons, Ryan.
That's why I knocked on the door, Dwight.
I get it.
Where's the sound effects? Where's the
doorbell?
Because
they're polite.
Because they're polite. That's exactly the reason.
Wow, Don Matrick is in there Sega. We go.
Yeah,
he jumped ship, man.
Yeah,
he really did.
He left, I think, within the week of E3.
He's all like, "I'm out."
Yep.
No, it was like early July.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe it was late, all the backlash the Xbox maybe late One June. Was getting.
No, Microsoft was pissed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They wanted him to stay. They were like, "Man, we thought you would see this whole thing through," and he just bailed. But I support it, man. I would do the same thing. I would go get a better job. That's what you do. That's the world, man.
So you would leave Microsoft to go to a dying company?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I wouldn't say Zynga.
You guys sit at your houses and all have our minimum wage jobs, and we say, "Oh, it's a dying company." What do we know?
Well, that's the thing, though, is that they could have probably brought him in with a higher salary to be like, "Fix our shit, please."
And maybe he has a plan. And
maybe? Who knows?
But who's to say that it's actually going to pan out the way they want it to?
He's got to go in there. All right. Now, listen. Zynga won.
No, but when it works out, then he... And if it doesn't work out, it's still a CEO on his resume. And he moves to another better, bigger company and continues his life. It's not the end of the world. It's a career decision. I support it. I would do the same. I did it at Bank of the West, and it backfired on me pretty hard.
His position took effect on July 8th. So, Ryan, you were right.
I know. I saw it in the news.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. When you watch news, you know what happens.
Oh, I don't watch the news. I read the news.
You said watch.
I said I saw it in the news.
Right.
I saw it. It was on my news feed, and I clicked it, and I read it, and I saw it.
Okay. Go tell that to Abraham right. Lincoln.
Are we all talking down on Ryan right now?
Okay, Ryan.
We are not amused. Penelope, leave the fly alone.
Nah, kick his ass.
Trying, dude.
Get it!
It's on me. Get it.
Penelope doesn't have the agility.
She does, though. Watch her snatch a bird out of the air.
That's a bird, not a fly.
Stonehearth was greenlit.
What?
What?
Stonehearth?
Oh. Surprise, yeah. Surprise.
Right? A voxel-based game.
So was Guns 2.
Guns 2 is a voxel-based game?
No, I'm saying Guns 2 was greenlit.
No.
Guns 2. Oh, that one. Yes. That one was...
You remember Guns?
Oh. Yeah. Yep. This one's going to be just as broken as the first game.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Got people flying across the walls going... Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Shit was bullshit.
Nah, now that's probably going to be like a $5 DLC.
So there's this fighting game that's on Greenlight that got greenlit called Dive Kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. It's been around for a while, man.
The name of it plastered all over Evo.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm watching it, and that's the game's name is exactly what it is. It's just two people. It looks like a fighting game, but the only move...
Dive kick.
Dive kick. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. The game's been around for a long time. I know it was mentioned at Evo. Or not Evo, but obviously Evo, but E3, too. But E3 was... Yeah, E3 was before Evo, because Evo was just, what, a week and a half ago?
About 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
What'd I miss?
Evo was awesome, though.
Nothing of your concern.
I watched this really weird gameplay the other day from a game called Viscera Cleanup Detail.
Visceral Cleanup Detail?
Is it Visceral? No, it's Viscera.
Viscera.
Viscera. Yeah.
Visceral!
There's no L. Where this dude, you're a janitor that cleans up the people. Like in video games, when you're running around, you're shooting and killing people, right? Your guy just keeps on moving, but there's body parts and blood everywhere, yeah?
Yeah.
You're playing the janitor of that place. So you gotta go up and follow up and clean up all these, like, all this blood and body parts and stuff. And you have a mop, like a space age mop, and a bucket.
Super mop.
Yeah.
Super bucket.
And it was just the weirdest thing to watch, and I was just like, I kind of want to play that. I'm not even going to lie.
These goddamn kids playing Call of Duty, leaving a mess all over the place.
Hey, we got four brains over here. Come on.
Oh, look at that. Chasm got greenlit.
Yeah. Where have you been?
I'm just looking right now at stuff that's
been recently. There's like 14 different games got greenlit the other day.
Mm-hmm. Mesa Broforce.
Broforce.
Stardew Valley. Oh, that's like that Harvest Moon four-player co-op.
Yep.
Nice. We gotta get that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that. Can you show me it?
No.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, guys.
Let's see. Where are you? Can you show that? No. Okay.
Stardew Valley. Oh, autoplay. Okay, gotta stop that.
Yeah, it's like basically it's like multiplayer Harvest Moon.
Oh, it's SNES Harvest Moon too.
Probably more Rune Factory.
Rune Factory?
It's like Harvest Moon except with some fighting.
Oh yeah, yeah. I see this dude like swinging his stick at like a green circle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Looks cool. I'm interested.
It kind of looks like, it looks like Harvest Moon and Terraria.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way he's swinging his I guess the sword animations. And stuff. Yeah. You know, but like the fighting style, and even like the creatures too. Like the creatures in Terraria, I don't know. There was just like little, you know, it got zombies, I guess. But there was always like little like pourings that would, you know, just jump around and try to come at you. And isn't that like the laziest fucking thing to add into a game, by the way, as an enemy? Just like
slimes.
Like a slime or like a little jelly thing.
That's
you know?
Like the universal.
It's cliched at this point. Yeah,
that's the thing.
It's just a trope. Hmm.
Whatever. I'm gonna keep playing. And
yeah, I was gonna say it's not gonna stop you.
It's not gonna stop me. I'm just saying. I think it should be said. I think it should be on record that that's just kind of a. You know, a cliched thing to do at this point.
And then there's this Project Zomboid. I remember Adrian was excited for that.
Project Zomboid.
Because it's supposed to be, it's like a zombie thing. But obviously. You can use anything, apparently. Like if you're in an apartment, you can use the bed sheets and tie it up into a rope and escape from the apartment out the window.
Yeah, but what if you use that rope to tie your shoes?
Then that's your decision.
That way I can run. What if your shoes aren't tight? You gotta run.
Offended, like he's questioning your choice. Well, come on.
I'm just worried because he's not. I don't think he's grasping. You know what I'm trying to tell him. Okay.
Okay.
Shut
right.
up.
There was a cool one I saw the other day. It's like a. It looks like an Earthbound, except it's partly 3D. Like the characters and everything are 2D sprites, but the environments are all 3D. And you're like trapped on a cruise ship. And you have to, it's a co-op game, and you can only play co-op. And you and your buddy gotta figure out a way, like, off the ship, because something's going down on, I don't know, something like that. There's some kind of crisis going on this ship. And you and your buddy gotta figure a way out. It's like a survival horror dealy. I don't know about horror, but survival game.
Huh. Do you remember what it was called at all?
Yeah, I have a link. It's, SOS, Ship of Sacrifice.
I don't see it.
Because I just linked it.
All right, well, then there you go.
God, everyone's so pissy at each other.
Who?
Yeah.
You!
You're reading into things that aren't there, Alex.
Yeah, I'm like, who's pissy? I was like, I was just monotone.
Anyways, it's on Kickstarter right now. It looks cool. I'll probably back it.
It looks like a Pokeball. On the
it
screen.
Looks like it reminds me of Paper Mario.
Oh,
yeah, like Paper Mario in like an Earthbound kind of style.
That actually reminds me, a game that I kickstarted last year or something like that, or earlier this year, kind of actually came to, or finally came to Steam, and it's in early access right now. And it's called Under the Ocean.
Under the Sea.
Under the Ocean.
It's I played about 2 or 3 hours of it so far. It's, you could definitely tell that it's still in very early stages. But it's interesting to say to say the least, because you're a shipwrecked person on like a tropical island, and it's a side scroller 3D. I don't. It's not so much a platformer, but it's about like crafting stuff. So you have to like find sticks and like tie rocks to them to make axes and crap, just like you do in Minecraft or any other game where you have to craft your early age stuff and find flint to light fires because you'll get cold. Find plants and herbs and stuff like that to cure your cuts and diseases if you ever catch any. It's like a physics paste or play. Physics based
based
game. I don't know. I kept putting,
you had it, you're close.
I kept putting P in front of base and I was like, what the fuck is paste? And so
physics paste.
Yeah, and it you eventually work up to where you can start building like pillars and like walls and stuff and make a house. And it, weirdly enough, it didn't strike me until now, it's kind of like Terraria but 3D and more physics based.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. I enjoy it. It was on sale too for I think $5 or $2 or something like that during the summer sale. So
oh shit. You know that Hat in Time got greenlit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about it.
It's got a co-op mode. Yeah, it's got a co-op mode.
Yep, it's got everything that they were. It's got all their stretch goals.
What? Tell them the thing that you told me earlier.
Yeah. One of their stretch goals is if they got, like, it wasn't even that much. It was like 100,000 or something. If they got that much, they would get Grant Kirkhope to make a tune for the game. And so
the guy who did the music for Conker and Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, everything back in the day.
Those old Rare games. So they hit that goal. And then they got so much more that they added more on that. It was like every $15,000 after $200,000, they would get him to do another tune. So he's going to do like fucking 10 different songs for this game.
That game, Hat in Time, was 978% funded.
Mm-hmm.
They blew it out of the water.
They threw money at it.
Yeah.
All money.
I'm excited for it to come out.
They wanted $30,000. They got almost 10 times that amount.
Easy peasy. Oh, Splunker or whatever is supposed to be coming to PC soon, yeah? Like an HD remake of it too, yeah.
Isn't it out?
Oh, is it out?
I don't know. I saw on Twitter some guy was talking about playing it. I can't remember who.
Okay, everybody, let's go check it.
Spelunky coming to PC.
I'm pretty sure it's out. Either that or he has like an early copy or something, which is likely.
Oh, yeah. It's coming to PC, PS3, and Vita.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Ryan, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
Because I hear your water sloshing around and you're not contributing at all.
I want more water.
Is okay. That like you like letting? Is that like the flag to let us know?
Water. Surrender. I surrender to the desert. I quit.
Go get more water, Ryan.
What?
Okay, he didn't have go get more water.
It's too far.
Well, then.
I just got more water a minute ago when I got
you
up.
You are just hopeless then.
Something I can stretch the water out. You know, make more of it.
Spelunky HD heading to PC this summer.
Summer's almost over, man.
Summer is almost over.
It's going to be August before we know it. And then it's going to be September. And then it's going to be fucking Christmas.
It will be August 8th when it comes out on PC.
Man, that's not that far away.
That's just but 4 days before my birthday.
What?
3 days before my 1 year wedding anniversary.
You're lying.
What? You're lying to us.
You're lying.
He's a liar, this guy.
Not lying. My birthday on the 12th.
Damn, you're a bigger liar than George Washington.
I took the day off, Dwight. We should do something. Dwight.
What? Do what?
I don't know, something.
You coming to California?
Not that soon, but I'm saying we should do something.
Okay, yeah.
Together.
You gotta perhaps stop saying things that in that tone.
Perhaps with the people.
With the people. Oh, okay.
For my birthday. Are you catching my... What I'm
I got it when you did this.
Yes. They can see that. Thank you, Sam, from the second podcast. And the guy, he plays the game and he goes like this.
So you have to buy Payday 2 to play the beta?
You don't even have to. It's not Payday 2. You have to buy Payday 2, like the Ultimate Heist Edition or whatever.
I know. Then it's not open beta. I don't know why they're...
Yeah, I know. I don't know, Alex. Quit yelling at me.
For what?
Why are you yelling at Dwight?
For what?
Fix this, Dwight!
Payday 2? Payday 2?
You remember Payday, Ryan.
You have to buy Payday 2 to play Payday 2?
No.
The beta.
Payday 2 isn't out yet.
It's generally how that works.
If you...
Yeah, it was like, okay, I don't see the problem.
It's not out yet, but if you pre-ordered or bought the deluxe edition, technically, of the game, then you would get beta right now.
But they're calling it an open beta.
Yeah, they said open beta. That's not open beta.
It's not open beta.
Sure, it's open. You have the choice to buy it.
No.
It is open to every single person that is willing to do it.
No.
That's not an open beta. Open beta would be beta. You don't have to
open,
buy anything.
Yeah,
no, it's open. Free. There are as many spots available as you can take.
That's just beta.
That's early access.
Open beta, Ryan, would be what Battlefield 3
early
did.
Early access to. Or Halo 3 with Crackdown.
That's exactly what you guys are talking about.
Yes. What are you talking about? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Didn't you just agree with me by saying that the Crackdown did it?
What? Yeah, but you weren't talking about Crackdown.
Right, but it's the same concept that they're complaining about.
Right, but they didn't call this open beta.
They called it beta.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they said get early access or beta. Halo 3 beta. You know? There's the difference between open beta and just beta is open beta is open to everybody. That's why it's called open, because it's free. Anybody can sign up and do it.
No barrier to entry.
No barrier to entry.
It never says free beta. It just says open beta.
Exactly.
No. That's what we're saying.
No.
But when you have to buy
something.
Those are
two different
things. No, listen. But when you have to buy something.
Nobody says free beta. It's implied open beta.
Free beta. I think we should start a petition to change it.
I agree.
So you call it free beta.
Makes sense.
Ridiculous.
But I think that that petition should also include that they can no longer call things open beta. So it's either free beta or beta.
I don't care anymore.
Let's do it. Ryan, you're doing all the work.
I'm going to read my book.
No, you're not. Are you reading your book?
Putting a lot of effort into this one.
Did you lick your fingers and touch your phone?
I did, but I did. I licked the middle. I licked the index finger and flipped it with the middle finger.
Of course. Of course.
It's not too many. Okay.
Whatever.
Too many pages. Just flipped too many pages.
Keep doing you.
Made a huge mistake.
You do you, boo boo.
Yes, I did lick my fingers and touch my phone, and yes, I did make a huge mistake. The man in the $4,000 suit has made a mistake.
Scott finished it. He loved it.
That's good. That's good for Scott.
It's good.
He was speaking like of Scott, Sam just got back from Hawaii, and he is burnt.
Is he? Well,
yeah.
But a moment in the sun will burn his ginger like skin.
For a man who loves the sun and playing in the sun. He does not take enough precautions.
See, and I don't burn.
Right. That's his right as an American.
I don't burn and I don't go outside.
You don't burn because you don't go outside.
No, I don't burn even when I go outside because I'm Hispanic.
What about you, Alex? Do you burn?
I turn Alex black.
Burn. Damn.
Yeah.
He's either medium rare or blackened.
Yes. Huh? Yes.
A little brown on the outside, yes. Pink on the inside. Then you just black. Fall over. You did.
Do you guys know Naruto's coming to Steam?
Of course. Been following it.
Obviously.
Where have you been? Seriously.
God, sometimes.
Right?
Is that it? Are you going to elaborate on
right,
which,
seriously.
Which one it
I
is?
I don't know
what it is.
You've gone through all these games and you say, hey,
I don't know, like, I don't really care much for Naruto.
Then why bring it up?
Because I know you, like, Dwight does, and you do. Well, you do to some extent.
We all do to some extent.
Not me.
Well, I'm asking for here is a little follow-through.
Naruto what?
Hey, is this... What's this it? Series is coming, like...
Is it Ultimate Shuriken Ninja no. Party Sex Time?
Dwight, if that's what it was called, I would be all over it.
Like I said,
it's,
I have.
Ultimate Ninja Storm 3.
I knew it was something weird, and I probably had Ultimate in it.
I don't know if that means anything to anyone. But it's got, like, a versus mode, which would be pretty cool to play.
Haven't they all had versus mode?
That's what I'm saying.
I've never played a Naruto game. I don't know.
Well, I thought they were
You're
just
looking
like...
at an article, aren't you?
I'm looking at it on Steam.
Okay, what is it?
It's an
action adventure game.
The name.
Wait.
I just told you Ultimate Ninja Storm 3.
Okay.
Okay then.
Man, talk about being pissy with each other, huh?
That would be a fighting game. At least we're talking. What are you doing?
I'm dying.
I'm dying.
I was sick on Tuesday, and I overdid it on Wednesday, and I just am tired. Overdid and I worked a 9-hour day today.
Ugh. What did you overdo?
Huh?
Your bills. You said you overdid it on Wednesday. What did you overdo?
Oh, I went to the movies, and Sarah and I hung out, and it was just crazy.
Did you see Pacific Rim?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Alex, have you seen it yet?
No.
Damn.
It's
all right, guys.
I hate you, Alex.
All right. How about that soundtrack, though, huh?
Wait. Can we boot Alex out at the end of the podcast and we just talk about
it? Oh, my God. Okay, sure. I did it last week. Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but yeah, you didn't really contribute to that because it was about something you didn't know, but...
I left.
Yeah. Oh.
With poop.
Yeah, you came back right as we ended.
I was like, are you guys kidding me?
Not yet.
I thought you guys would be talking about... Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. I thought you guys would be talking about something else.
Oh, your phone's too close, Ryan.
It's not my phone. It's something else. Nope. Probably the lightning that just like struck in my backyard.
His dog.
His dog. It's very electric personality.
Oh, my. Man, it is just... I'm going to go get some water and go step outside for a second. Beg my pardon. There's a lightning storm going on outside.
Okay, if you have to go dance in the rain, we understand.
Look at the dog.
I'm not going to go dance in the rain. It's a lightning storm, Dwight. Are you fucking stupid?
No. I have a PhD.
How dare you? I'm a doctor.
It's no way to talk to a man in a $4,000 suit. You know what?
Alex isn't the one that left. Didn't
I'll leave. I mean, you know.
No. Hey, come back here. One thing that I'm really actually kind of irritated to see that got greenlit was Leisure Suit Larry.
Not just
Leisure Suit Larry, but Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's just a step in the right direction for Larry, I guess.
Well, yeah. What's not to like about that?
I don't know. I'm just...
It's reloaded.
I don't like... I don't agree with these types of games. Because they're just crap games for the sake of being crap games.
What are you, a nun?
A what?
A nun?
Yeah.
You sound like
none with a PhD.
Huh? Damn.
I got you guys at every corner, all right? Just give up.
How many times are you going to bring up this PhD?
Because it's blowing my mind.
Face like that.
PhD.
Because you're killing it right now with it.
Yeah, damn, he's got to have a weak point somewhere.
I can't find it.
Oh, man.
He's got a PhD.
So, Mercenary Kings. Ryan hasn't played, so this would be a great time to talk about it. I've played a good amount of it already. I got about 2-3 hours into it. Alex, you probably have somewhere around there, too, maybe?
Probably like an hour.
An hour? Really? You were playing it this morning, and it seems like you were talking about it all day.
I played it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, the bridge is out. I don't know what to do. And that was it.
Okay. Terry, you played it all yet?
Mercenary Kings?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
How much time do you got into it?
2.5 hours, maybe.
Okay. All right. So you got a good feel of the game.
I got a strong base going.
Got a strong base. So what's your base telling you? Are you going to keep building?
I got to keep building.
Okay. Yeah. I've been having fun with it. It's very Metal Slug,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is fun.
Which is very good.
It's not as fast as Metal Slug.
No, it's not as fast. Definitely the movement's like clunkier too. Like you can't roll off of things. Yeah, you can't shoot diagonal. You can't like roll off of things.
Are you sure? I've been rolling off of shit.
You can roll off, but you lose all your momentum.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You just kind of go.
Yeah. I like the customization.
Yeah.
For people that don't know, I guess we should probably explain a little bit. Mercenary Kings is a new side-scroller on Steam that's in the same style as Metal Slug. It's like pixels and stuff like that, and it's...
side-scroller.
It's very side-scroller. Well animated.
Yeah. It's still early access, I think, or something. I don't know. All the features aren't there. You can't adjust volume in-game. You can't do... the options thing
no
is just
options,
grayed out.
Period.
I hate that. Why do companies do that? That's like the easiest thing to do. It's whatever. Next to fucking making Jell-O monsters, huh? Options.
It's got like 40-some missions right now, I think.
Yeah, we, Jose, Adrian, and Rairai and I this morning beat through the private campaign, and we're on major right now. The cool thing about this game is that you can customize your weapon down to, like, everything. Like, you choose a new barrel, you can choose a new receiver, a new magazine, the ammo that it uses and everything like that. Obviously, certain combos don't work together, but...
Sorry.
You know, a lot of things do. So, it's fun. Terry, have you found a sweet gun yet? Like, a sweet setup that you've been using?
Not really. I swap between them. Like, I had a setup where it was like I could hit for like 1K, but I had like 2 bullets in my clip, which was nice, but still need more bullets.
That's all
so
you
I
need.
Went back.
You just pap pap. You're done.
I went back to the 7-bullet setup.
That was the cannon something, wasn't it? Hand cannon.
The hand cannon. Yeah. I had a hand cannon with like this shotgun barrel.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Jose found a pretty broken setup, which is basically half recon, so half like sniper rifle, half submachine gun.
Mm-hmm.
What game is this?
Mercenary Kings.
Oh.
And it's apparently doing really well for him. He was doing like 2K crits, and it shot like a submachine gun, and he had like 8 or 12 bullets or something like that, and he would just have to keep reloading, but it was quick, so it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Rairai made himself a trombone gun. Pretty neat. I went the toilet route, of course. It's great. Fantastic gun. I love it. It makes little poo sounds every time you shoot. So it's just... It's great.
Good.
Good stuff. When Rairai shot, it sounded like a trombone. So it was just like...
The thing I don't get, though, is when you're looking for multiple things for your mission. When we were playing, everybody just split off into different directions looking for shit. I'm standing there like, where, what, how, what?
You know, how do you guys know where this shit is?
Press back and you mission. See a map.
And it'll tell you on the map where everything is located.
Not everything, but if it's a boss fight, there will be skulls on the map of the locations that the boss will be, because most bosses don't move around from certain parts of the map, so you'll see a skull. And once you find him, then he'll be an orange skull on the map. And when he goes away, you look on your map again, and you're like, oh, the orange skull's up there. All right, go, guys, go.
Kick his ass.
Other than that, it's just the map is super helpful. Like you said, you couldn't find one sniper.
Yeah.
The map would have been helpful for you if you paid attention to it as you were going around. But like, okay, I've been through all this area here and everything like that. When we played earlier, it was mainly like Rai and Jose would go to the right. Adrian and I would go to the left side of the map, and we would split up and take care of business. And it was fun.
TCOB.
TCBOBBDB.
That was close.
Nah, that's my version.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't want to go into it because if you don't already know, then
please don't. I really don't need you to.
We'd be here. All right,
guys. All right, I have a serious question.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Who's heard about the Hyperloop?
Yes, I yes. want it.
Right.
I want it.
Oh my god. The Hyperloop.
I'm out of this Hyperloop.
All right. So the Hyperloop. The guy who invented Tesla and PayPal. Elon Musk. What?
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Sorry. He has an idea that he's announcing on August 12th, which happens to be my birthday.
Right.
To make travel.
I bring you the future.
I know. Exactly. That's how much I love the future. To travel between San Francisco and LA in 30 minutes.
I thought it was San Francisco to New York.
It's LA. It's LA.
Okay, they're doing LA first.
Yeah,
It's that one thing that's apparently like super cheap to do as well, right?
Right, and it's going to be solar powered, but he said that it's actually going to create more power than it needs.
Right.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's he said it's a mix between the Concorde, air hockey table, and a rail gun.
Yeah.
Do you think this dude just gets like crazy high and like he's just hanging out in his crazy like arcades and he's playing air hockey with like a laser gun and
he's like, wait.
Air hockey while somebody's playing Halo.
Dude. Put the TV on the air hockey table.
Give me some weed, I'll think of something. Give me a minute.
I'll whip something up.
Then like for PayPal, he's just like, what if your bank was on the internet?
Whoa!
you have to be going like 700 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be insane.
Just under the speed of sound.
It says that you would go, on average, twice the speed of an aircraft would do.
Yep. Because it's, well, an aircraft takes an hour and 10 minutes between the two.
An airplane's don't do it on solar.
You gotta make sure nobody's on those rails, man. They get destroyed.
Dude, imagine, like, Terry, fucking every day at, like, 8 p.m. or something like that, we just hear the sonic boom through the fucking town. It's like, alright, it's 8 p.m., alright.
wakes up half the state. It just cuts across the state, wakes everybody up as it passes by.
Well, here comes the Hyperloop, everybody else.
That'd be fucking badass to see every day.
No, dude, it'd be sick for the first week, and then after that, you're like, I don't want to do any of that.
Fucking sonic boom! That's amazing!
Guys, it's going to be underground, I think.
It better be underground. I think that would be the only viable way to do it.
But can you imagine seeing that?
like these like really thick glass tubes, and just like, you see people like...
Hey, everybody!
Terrified.
Just screaming.
But you can't hear them. You can't.
No, right, it would just be a...
just see a look of terror, just like in slow motion. Just
boom. What if you're in the freaking train? It's just 30 minutes of straight screaming. You get out and you're physically exhausted. Because you just...
Your voice is torn apart.
I gotta go.
Just froze up.
Everybody would be strapped in like jet pilots with an oxygen mask.
I know, that's what I was just thinking. Everybody's going to have to wear the oxygen mask.
It's like an amusement park ride. They strap you in with the huge...
Yeah, it's like... and then you got an oxygen mask.
And your oxygen mask stops working.
The emergency brake for the goddamn train are the parachutes that fly out in the back.
Like air brakes.
Because there's no tracks. There's no tracks.
How does it work?
You don't know. He's going to announce it on August 12th. Weren't you listening?
Damn. I assume it'll be a large-scale version of the what's called quantum lock.
I was about to say, is it going to be like electromagnet?
Yeah, electromagnet, yeah.
Well, some people think it's going to be electromagnet. Some people think it's going to be partially vacuum.
Could be both.
Yeah.
A lot of people are speculating because of things that he said, that it's going to be like a bank, like, tube.
Yeah.
A bank tube?
Well, yeah, you press the button, it seals the whole side, shoots it up.
I get you.
One time I thought the tube was already there, and I pulled the thing open, and I put my hand in to go grab it, and it just goes, BAM! I was like, ah!
I don't know.
Oh my god, I thought it was already there!
I think a vacuum is probably going to be used in some extent, because that reduces air resistance. But I think that it'll probably be magnets, because if it's solar powered, you know.
But if it's magnets, it's creating energy.
Yeah. You said it's going to create more energy than it uses.
Yeah, I think he's going to figure out a way to harness that too and power like every city in between there.
Because that's how they get like roller coasters, like that Superman one, go from like 0 to like 100 in like just a second magnets. Or something. You know, they use magnets. Yeah.
Fucking dude, magnets, man.
If like at 8 o'clock, instead of just hearing the sound, or you don't hear the sound at all, but as it goes by, the lights just go boom, just like really bright.
That'd be crazy. Just delivers power everywhere.
So what? It's supposed to be San Fran to LA in 30 minutes?
Yep. That is incredible, dude.
It's like a six.
How long is a drive normally?
Like six.
Six hours? Six and a half?
Five hours.
No, we gotta... It's LA traffic, man, okay? Five hours.
No traffic, 1 hour and 10 minutes flying.
Yeah. Brian, that could be like a day trip. If you move back and you live in the Bay.
Sarah and I were talking about it. If it's in New York, once it hits New York, that could be a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be what?
It's a 4 hour. Maybe? It's 4 hours.
Four hour flight?
It's a little less than 4 hours.
For a flight?
No. To take the Hyperloop.
I was going to say, because it took me like 3 hours to get from here to New York.
It's like 7 hours from California.
Okay.
Almost.
Can you imagine that? If it's only 3 hours from here to New York for me flying? Right,
well, so you got
to
figure this out. So it's 4 hours away from California. On the Hyperloop, let's just say. So you leave your house at 7 o'clock. Or, sorry. It's going to be early. It's going to be early. It's going to be like 4 a.m.
Okay.
So it takes you 4 hours. So you get there at noon. Because of the time.
Because of the time difference, yeah.
Or not noon. It would be 11. Right?
Wait, if you leave at 4 a.m., it takes four hours.
Yes, it would be 11 o'clock.
It would be
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
11 o'clock. Okay, so you get there at 11. You spend your whole day there. You leave New York at 6 at night. You get home at 7.
You could have dinner, a late dinner. You could go to New York for fucking breakfast. That's or just lunch. Just go to New York for lunch.
I don't even get home from work until 7:30.
I could go to New York and be back before you get home from work, Ryan. That's amazing. Fucking New York and back before you even get back from work.
Somebody can have a business meeting in New York and it would be no big deal.
Yeah, but then you also got to think, how much is it going to cost? For one person to ride this thing.
It's supposed to be less expensive than an airplane.
Because you got to think about maintenance as well. And once it's up and going, they're going to be making tons of money. They're going to make their money back, and they're going to be probably making more money on the extra energy that they could resell to power plants.
Right, and they're not doing like a schedule like a plane. It's going to be as demand comes. They'll make like the schedule.
That doesn't sound efficient.
I don't know how it's going to work exactly, but like,
I'm sure this guy probably has it all figured out.
It won't be like an airplane where you have to like schedule a flight. It'll probably be more like a bus, like the Hyperloop's leaving at this time. Be there. Or don't be.
Yeah, that'd make more sense.
Okay. Going to like a bus,
like a subway.
Like, yeah, exactly, like a train.
There's here on his Wikipedia thing or whatever. This is the pricing that I was talking about. It's going to be about $6 billion from the San Francisco to LA. From San Francisco to LA to build it is going to be about $6 billion, but that's only a tenth of the cost as the proposed high speed rail that's already serving those cities and stuff. Apparently, it's also listed here that the Hyperloop is not the same as a vacuum tunnel, so it's not going to be 100%.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be full vacuum. That's why people are saying partial.
Yeah, which would make a lot of sense. I mean,
that's fucking nuts. I could go to New York in like 15 minutes writing.
Dude, that you could come.
We could. I would say more like an hour, but maybe. But yeah,
it takes me 3 hours in a plane, dude.
Yeah,
to go from here to New York.
Okay. This so thing be only, like an hour.
Yeah, this thing only goes twice the speed. Not, you know,
the Hyperloop.
That would be like seven or eight times the speed. Yeah.
No. It's not double the speed. You can't think that way. It's a certain set miles per hour. Right. It just so happens that it's 350 miles. Or no. Yeah, 350 miles.
Wait, how does...
It's
blowing his mind right now.
It's 350 miles from San Francisco to L.A. And that's why it's only half an hour, because it's double the time of that coincidental thing. It's 700 miles an hour, give or take. That's why it takes 4 hours to get to New York. And
do you think the speed would be like exponential? Would it go faster the longer route that it's at?
No, I'm sure that they would regulate it. There would be no way.
You can't just keep going.
It would just fly. It would hit terminal velocity. You wouldn't be able to stop it. It would just fly right through the last stage.
700 miles an hour is way past terminal velocity.
You got to put a cap on that.
That's about 70 miles under speed of sound.
Yeah, so let's just say it goes 700 miles an hour. How far is it to New York from your... Because you'd have to go to New York City. You know this thing's not going to go into Buffalo.
Yeah.
From here to New York City, it'd probably be about 3 hours,
miles. He wants miles.
Miles. Oh, I don't know the distance.
God damn it. Well, you Google it while I get out my calculator.
I'm Googling.
Get your abacus.
Oh, shit. I knew this day would come. It's been about all these years.
1,126 miles. 1,100.
So it takes about an hour and a half.
An hour, yeah.
Yeah, which is about half the time as a plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and it's cheaper than a plane, right? Supposedly.
It's supposed to be.
Theoretically.
You never know. Like, these things could, you know, just be delusions of grandeur until it's built and like, okay, so sorry, guys, it's going to be like $5,000.
This thing was expensive.
I would ride it once. I was high out of my mind.
I would ride it once, guys.
I think it would definitely be an experience that you can't just deny yourself at least one round trip.
Because, oh my god, if it is cheaper than an airplane, that'd be amazing.
Alex, you could come to California on a day trip.
Come up here for a weekend and go back and just be like, whatever.
You come up there for the podcast. We'll all take Fridays off. We'll show up Thursday night after work. It's for the fucking podcast. He can come sleep at my parents' house, or at my house, or at your house, and then he'll get a loop and go home. Probably my house, because I'll be living in the Bay Area, where it will be.
Yeah, yeah. How far is California and Florida?
I don't know if there would be. That'd be crazy. Could you imagine they're just like zigzagging underground?
I'd have to probably take another.
You would probably take it from Florida to Texas and then Texas to California.
Maybe even closer. Yeah, I'm sure it would be even closer. I'm sure it would like hit later.
But what I'm saying, if I were to go from Florida to California, I'd probably end up in L.A.
And then you'd have to take the L.A. one.
Wherever. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah,
and then from there, I'd have to drive to your house.
Well, no, if Ryan's living in the Bay, he'd be like...
area, so I pick you up from the station and take you to Dwight's.
Yeah, you both could just come up. And, I mean... If this thing with the Seuss ever works out, which I still haven't heard anything from him, I may even be living in the Bay Area soon.
Right. I mean, and this thing won't be built for another 20 years, and we'll probably all be living in Seattle.
Right. Who knows? We don't know.
I would love to live in Seattle.
Right?
Just beautiful. Right?
Terry? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, green, lush, live. I'm going to go live in the woods, guys, and then I'll drive in. Man, there is a lightning
storm. Ryan, do you want to live next to Bill Gates?
Dwight, let's talk about our business plan after the podcast, and maybe we can make that happen.
Yay!
And then Bill Gates. Bury me next to Edison.
Edison?
I'm going to go live in the woods, guys. Not too far. Not into the backwoods where all the rednecks live. Just like into the nice woods.
But no, the nice part of the woods. Yeah.
The nice part of the woods.
Well, there's a part of Washington that gets very redneck.
I guess the woods aren't going to be too far away from Seattle. You know, Seattle's a big city.
And it's mostly woods.
Because of all the rain.
It's called the Emerald City.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you.
Prove it, Ryan.
I haven't heard one person call it that ever, Ryan.
Including you just now. I didn't hear it.
I just tuned it out.
Yep. There's a place just east of Seattle called Sammamish. And right near there is Beaver Lake Park.
Oh.
Who's down?
Who wants to live near Beaver Lake Park?
Seattle's official nickname is the Emerald City.
Says who?
What is this, Wizard of Oz?
It was called of a contest held in 1981.
Oh, he's just a contest winner.
Reference to its lush and green environment.
Yeah, whatever I call Poop Town. I got all the proof I need.
I got documents.
On my PhD. I wrote it on the back.
Well, I'm done with this podcast if this is the road we're going down again.
Well, we've talked long enough. Should we talk about Pacific Rim and
okay, bye.
The end of this?
All right, well,
okay, well, no, he's just closed his webcam.
Why?
Out.
Of course.
Why don't you say goodbye to our listeners?
Say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye, people.
Are you coming back in a minute?
You have to let me know.
Okay, we'll hit you up in the chat. Okay.
We won't take too long.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, see ya.
All right.
Wait, I'm going to hang up on him. There we go. Okay. I just want to make sure he's completely out. Okay, wait. Everybody who hasn't seen Pacific Rim right now,
get the fuck out.
Just leave, okay? Because this is Terry and I went and saw this, zero expectations. All we knew, giant robots. Same. Ryan too, and it was the best decision that we made. It was fantastic.
So glad I did not see World War Z.
Please, just go. If you haven't seen it at all, and you have no interest in seeing it, just leave, because someday you are going to see it.
Terry,
it's going to be on Netflix.
Once everybody realizes how good it was, they're going to be like, oh shit, everybody got to see it.
Just go and save yourself right now. Alright,
so Dwight, you should be like, you know, well, you can dub over it later and be like, when you hear this sound, it's time to leave, right? Meow. We could be like, we can do the theme song.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
It's you can
terrible.
Find it on your computer.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, spoiler cast.
I love the soundtrack from that movie.
Pacific Rim
was awesome.
Damn.
Fuck.
It was emotional. It was funny. It was crazy. It was
scary.
It was scary.
Like, fuck, man.
And not scary in the sense of like a horror movie scary. Just the fact that like they.
It's real.
What was the word that I used, Terry? They bring forth the scale of these robots so well. Like they I can't think of the word. It doesn't matter. They make it feel like these robots are truly this big, and you feel small even watching them in a theater.
Right, because they're standing in water, and you see how
far away
it is from the city.
They're standing in the ocean, Ryan, and it's up to their knees.
Yeah, and then, like, when they're underwater at the end and they detonate that nuke and it just comes out, and you're like, wow, they weren't even that deep.
All the water comes out. Yeah, and the water, you didn't even see the top because they were underwater.
But they weren't even that deep because you could see the top when it finally blew.
Could you? I was looking for it. I didn't see it.
They weren't that deep. They didn't fall that far.
These things are 250 meters tall. When they were walking on that, they still had a ton of water above them.
That's true, but they were huge. They were fucking huge.
They are huge.
That last thing was fucking huge.
Yeah, the Class 5?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
What I was telling Terry this too, just watching the movie, I just wanted them to extend it maybe like another 10, 20 minutes just so we have an awesome like montage fight scene in the middle.
Right, I know. I was kind of disappointed that
the
last big fight scene was like right in the ocean when the other mechs got taken out.
Yeah.
And I think that they should have had one more big one with like a couple class fives. Or that one should have been with some class fives and they barely survived. Because they got kind of taken down pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
The other two.
Yeah,
and
they
did.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too. And those were class fours, mind you.
Yeah,
once
I know.
They came up and defeated them, which is weird to me because they hyped these guys up so much that they have huge kill records and stuff like that. And
they were the largest class fours yet.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. And the three-armed Asian robot or whatever, I forgot what it was called.
Got fucked up.
That was sick, though, his move, though. Like, all the blades come out, and it's like...
He did good, just like, got fucked up.
Him apart, too, man.
I was waiting for him to just tear into this thing and just done, you know?
Yeah, they should have slit its throat.
Something.
And then the Russians with their little, like, freaking... They would look like that.
Strong
look like arm. They look like the guy from the fourth Rocky.
Dolph Lundgren? Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, he's like flat top.
Yeah.
All muscle.
He's got it.
Man, and that thing just beat the shit out of it, too. It was just like, bam, bam, yeah. Just pounding it into the bottom of the ocean, which was
feet
away.
Those things could take a beating.
Dude, I like
that. Yeah, I don't think the, what are they called? The Jaegers?
Jaegers, yeah.
I don't think they could take that good of a beating, to be honest.
No, because they're all metal and they're falling apart when they get hit.
Yeah, why not like titanium? Why? Oh, it's iron. I'm like, what?
No. They've mentioned a lot of times like their cores and stuff were made of titanium.
Oh, okay. I was like,
yeah.
Shit.
But even then, you know, you'd think that in this future age that there would have been a better.
It's not that far in the future. The first one hits when Obama's president.
I guess it's true.
And then
the Obama administration is not prepared for the kaiju threat.
It did hit San Francisco.
And then it's 14 months after that that they have the first ones done. And then it's
the first robots? No, because they get hit five times and they're still taking them out with tanks and stuff. And then they joined together.
No, they threw those things together in 14 months and they were just holding on while the other ones were coming, I thought.
No. They didn't start building them or start getting together with them until after the fifth
one. Oh, right, until they were sure that it was a sure... Like, they thought it was just one. That's
yeah, because they thought it was like, okay, these guys are not going to stop coming, so we need to start doing something. And then that's when the whole world was like, hey, guys, we should fix this. Yeah.
And then it's like,
you guys want to be friends now?
You guys want to build some big-ass robots?
Well, then who was like, let's build a wall? Who thought that was going to work? It could just jump.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Terry and I both said that. We're like, what the fuck is up with these people?
Let's build a wall.
It's immediately what happened, too.
You know what? These 250 meters tall robots aren't working. Let's double the height.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They built 250 meters pretty fucking easy.
Takes four people to operate.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Hey, the three did it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're triplets.
Two people just dedicated to legs, man.
They're just all leg day.
And they're jumping and kicking, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's another thing is that what was the name of
Stryker?
The robot?
Which one? Gypsy?
The last one. Yeah, Gypsy. They said it, like, they made it a point to make sure it was clear that like this is the fastest Jaeger ever made.
I thought Stryker was the fastest Jaeger.
Stryker was the fastest.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it was the first and last Mach 5.
Yeah, you couldn't tell how much faster he was than everybody.
Yeah, they had the helicopter theirs in. He like sprinted across the ocean
across the ocean.
Remember when that battle when they're having the like was it a flashback or the news? And he's just
on the news. He was fast.
And they just like blow the shit out of the guy in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I thought it was cheap that he used rockets, though.
That one's one of the old...
got that rocket chest. Just boom.
The rocket chest.
Yeah, the Gypsy's one of the older ones, and they re-outfitted it with a nuclear core.
I thought that they said that it was the fastest.
No, Stryker's the fastest.
Yeah,
I did notice that he was quicker, but that's actually what I was going to be going into, was that...
Gypsy was an antique.
That Gypsy didn't seem fast.
Well, then that's why, because it wasn't made to be fast.
But it they was, said that it was...
They didn't.
No, they there was a line.
Fastest one.
Huh?
No, it was... No, they talk about it being a clunker half the movie.
Well, yeah, because everybody's making fun. Oh, that's an old class. Why are you even using that type of thing? Not so much.
But they were having Gypsy cover Stryker. That's why Stryker had the bomb, because he was the fastest one. You get in.
But we didn't see that coming when they said, "Oh, it's got a nuclear reactor." Oh well, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain points where they, I guess, plot holes that they're like, you know what, we should probably mention that this thing has a nuclear reactor in it. That way, when, like, the EMP hits, they're like, what?
Which and I still didn't get. Wouldn't that still kill, like, the electronics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the monitors and the...
Well, it all depends. And, like, I guess EMPs work off of frequencies, I think.
Well, I guess if it was off at the time and they turned it on, it wouldn't have been affected, maybe. But I thought that just... I don't know.
It doesn't fry things. It just turns them off.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well...
It can fry things, I think. But that would be,
it
can't
because of it getting churned off so rapidly. And
yeah. I would assume that there's probably procedures that those robots have to take to shut down properly.
Right.
You know, like if you just turn off your computer,
it's gonna take 20 minutes to cycle it back on.
So, I do feel like that was probably a stupid thing on their part to think that, okay, we have these giant fighting robots. Yeah. Let's make everything in them digital because that's never fucked up on us before.
Well,
desperate
times. Didn't know these things were being created. They thought they were just monsters.
Yeah.
Well, even still, like, these things were built to fight and to fight, you know? That, like, stuff that's built now, like, even for the army and the military now, they still are very analog. Because in a war situation, if your fucking electronics get zapped out, you could still defend and fight yourself.
Right. I mean, a failsafe would have been nice, I suppose.
Just a failsafe is what I'm saying. Like, backup generators are like, oh no, we can't move for the next 20 minutes. You know, while our nuclear reactor boots up or some shit, I don't know.
Or have a nuclear reactor, yeah. I was kind of disappointed they all got out okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everybody got out okay.
Oh, the two. I mean, you know,
just the two.
And the son died.
That was crazy.
I don't care.
Yeah, right. He was an asshole, anyways.
He got his ass handed to him by Jack Teller. He's like, I'm my trash, bitch. Kicked his ass.
Right.
Funny was it that Hannibal Chow was what's his name from fuck?
From
Sons of
so
Anarchy.
Funny.
He's his stepdad in Sons of Anarchy.
I don't watch that show.
Oh, I thought you watched it, Terry.
No.
Oh, well, anyway,
Spencer. Spencer watches
it. Oh, they do Sons of Anarchy together, and I thought that was pretty funny that they were in that movie together too.
But I thought that the fight between the main guy and the asshole son, I was waiting for it to turn. Like, the asshole kid just start, you know, getting up on the other guy.
Nope.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Good. I'm glad.
And then, I kept thinking, too. It's like, he's going to break his arm, and then he's not going to be able to pilot the thing, and then that's going to fuck everybody up.
I thought that, too.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But he got his ass beat. Yeah,
that main character was, like, stereotypical main character action badass.
Super cliche, super stereotypical.
And I was completely okay with that.
Yeah, me too. It had to be for that movie.
Yeah.
It was all right.
It was pretty crazy when his brother died, though. I was like,
yeah, he got ripped out of that.
They really connected the both of them to you really quick. They did it in a really cool way where you're like, all right.
They did it well.
They obviously have a fun relationship, and they know each other really well. Oh, my God!
He's gone.
Quit eating my brother!
Yancy!
And then he piloted that fucking robot all the way back to the beach. And then, like, that dad and his son were, like, looked up, and they see this giant robot, and it just...
He was just like, I want to find a whole ship.
Right?
You found it.
You found a Jaeger. Is that good enough? That is freaking intense.
Or the baby one. I knew it was dead. I knew it couldn't last a second.
Yeah.
Then he gets screwed.
How funny was Charlie?
Terry,
it's so surprised to see him.
I know. Terry. I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, it's Charlie.
Both Terry and I, like, the second he was on the screen, we both like... We're so happy.
It took me a second to realize who everybody, like, it took me a real, like, almost like a third of the movie to figure out where I knew the main character from.
I don't think I know anything.
I know he's not in much, but he's in Sons of Anarchy, and I watch Sons of Anarchy.
Mm. Oh, is that the only thing that he's in?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. But he's in some other stuff coming out now. He's going to become more famous. That was a good movie. That was a really go see it if you haven't, and if you listen to this, you're stupid. But go see it anyway.
It's underrated.
Yeah. Oh shit!
It is. The thing is, it's like it's under and overrated. Well, not even overrated. It's just underrated, but everybody knows about it. You know, it's kind of flying under the radar, but it's making tons of money.
It's not making that much.
It did the first week, opening week. It dominated.
Like, compared to how much it cost to make?
Well, yeah, no. I'm sure they got fucking CGI bills out the fucking asshole.
Damn good movie.
Yeah, it is.
I hope they make another one.
Can't wait to own it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agreed.
It's still number one on IMDb.
What?
It's still number one on IMDb.
On the
movie meter.
What they think is going to save it is that it's one of the last summer blockbusters and it'll stay in theaters a long time.
Well, that too, and they staged the release for foreign countries.
Yeah. It's not even out in Japan yet. And they're gonna
yeah.
And it takes place.
Cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, China, yeah.
Hong Kong. China, that's right. Yeah. It's Hong Kong.
Still, it's over there. You know? Pretty sweet, though. I
pleasantly surprised. I'm going to go see Wolverine in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I want to see Wolverine, too.
Came out today.
It came out today? Really?
I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
I thought it's been out, is what I'm saying. I thought it's been out for a while.
Pretty sure the midnight release started 7 months ago.
Yeah. No, it was... Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, let's end this thing before we start talking about a different movie.
I like movies.
Me too.
I wanted to say about all of this, and I completely forgot what it was. Oh, real quick, Terry, how about we talk about our lovely guest in the theater?
Oh, God.
Oh, well, I can talk about that too if you want.
Yeah, did you have a lovely audience as well?
Mine's shorter. Can I go first?
Yeah, absolutely.
I walk into the movies. The preview starts. Six people walk in. Two of them are together. They walk in. They sit down. They're quiet. Four old people sit down and will not shut the fuck up the whole time. The previews are going. And I was just about to say something, and then the old man walked out. And I was like, all right, if he comes back and keeps talking during this movie, it's going to go down. And he shut the fuck up, so I didn't have to do
kick this old man's
ass. I was just like, are you serious, guy? Like, six people in this theater. Are you serious? Because there was only seven of us in that theater, actually. But I was so disappointed. I want to be alone in the theater one time. Just one time!
That's never gonna happen until like the last day of a showing of a movie.
I'm close, dude. I've come so close.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dude.
Terry and I had a lovely, lovely lady who, just living in a land of gumdrops and rainbows.
She was having a good ass time, man.
Fucking everything for her was just like, what? Woo! And then like laughing. Through the roof for
you just
no
for the littlest jokes, like if someone was just like pink shoelaces, it's just fucking oh my god
and the one part where he was beating up the asshole Australian dude, she was just like, woo, yeah, finally,
all into it. And that's not even like Terry just brought up one little section. That was like any time that guy did anything that was like a crowd pleaser.
Interesting.
Just even slightly interesting. The robot falling down on the beach in the first fucking scene.
What if she was just fucking with all of you? She just goes to the movies. Just movies she's already seen and just acts that way.
She
works there and just goes there like on her free time and watches movies and makes a huge scene.
You could tell everybody was getting pissed though. Like,
why didn't anybody say anything? I would have said something. I don't fuck around with the movies. That's a sacred time between me and that movie screen, and my popcorn, and my yeast, and my drink.
That's, I think the first time that's happened to me in years. So, you know,
yeah, I made the mistake of going to see premieres in Stockton. That happens all the time.
Right.
You can't do anything there.
Terry, like halfway through the movie, there was a scene where she started clapping, and then a bunch of other people kind of started clapping, and then they realized,
something.
Yeah, we're being fucking stupid right now, clapping at a movie. It was somewhere in the middle, because it definitely wasn't at the end.
Was it the sword thing?
Maybe. I don't know. How awesome was the freaking sword?
I was like, all right, well, that's not really a sword. That's kind of a whip. Okay.
Right?
All right, well, I stand corrected again. Never thank mind. You.
Fucking in space Gundam Wing style, just like... I wish that happened. I wish they sliced more shit up with that.
Yeah, and like, what did the other one have? Like, the other one had, like, axes or some shit.
Like the dual blade.
Striker.
Arms.
Yeah, they're like... I have a
question. Okay. How does a plasma cannon like run out? Like, wouldn't it recharge?
I don't know.
Empty the clip. Empty the clips.
I assume there's something there involving.
I think that by that it's like a recharge rate. Like, right. You know, empty like, the well, clip. You got 8 shots until you got to wait like 30 seconds for it to reload or something.
They waited like days. Oh my god, that was thunder.
Or even in a day, I don't know.
Maybe they have maybe to like.
I just assume that it, like it requires its own little separate power sources.
Or like, maybe it requires like one extra thing that they only have a couple of them on the robot. You like, know,
maybe yeah. I don't know.
Use it. Weird. You don't pull from the main power; you pull from the.
And then he was like, "Let's check auxiliary. For a pulse." Wasted the rest of it, and I'm like, "Why don't you just step on its fucking?"
How
head?
Fucking stupid was that? That person didn't know how to fucking just check the dude's pulse. They're like. The scene at the end.
No, I was talking about...
He's talking about the little joke he had, like, we should check his pulse.
And then he shot it with the rest of his, like, 6 plasma shots, and I'm like,
it's dead.
I'm like, why don't you just, like, step on its head or slice the head off and hold it up in front of all the people?
Because so action movie.
Because then they will know that you do not fight human beings. You put their, that's what they should have been doing, putting their heads on walls so when they came, they could have seen all the heads of the dead kaiju.
Kaiju, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the scene I was talking about, though.
That's the scene I was talking about, and I was the one that started the conversation.
Yeah. No, there's another scene where there's a dead person.
It's not. It's him.
Or they're not dead, but it's just a person.
I think she knew how to check the pulse. I think he really didn't have a pulse.
I don't know. They didn't check the pulse, though. They were just
she
like
did.
They sat.
She checked it, and then the guy said that
he couldn't see it.
And then he was alive.
But yeah, I think it was just that he was out of oxygen. It was just getting oxygen. How did he survive so long in like another universe? What's in that universe? We don't know. Those things spit blue shit.
Lots dirt. Of air, apparently.
Blue acid, right? Lots of breathable air. It was super Independence Day.
Like for like 10 minutes.
It was super Independence Day. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was right. It was like even the alien getting the bug eye.
Okay. Anyways,
are they making an Independence Day too? All right, let's go.
They are, but whatever. Fuck it. Thanks everybody for listening to the Team Mongoose podcast and tuning in this week. We'll see you next week. I don't know. We're keeping up with Spoilercast. What's going to be our Spoilercast next week?
Not Wolverine. Well, I mean, I'm not. You guys might see it. Who knows?
I don't know. Nothing. Anyways, yeah, we'll see you next week. Spoiler: next week is no spoiler.
Or is it?
Yeah, you spoiled it.
Damn.
Yeah.